Are we allowed to use the term midlife crisis? I believe this is what my wife is going through, and a really bad one at that. Sadly, I've been stuck offshore in Brazil for 9 weeks. I only speak to my son, as she will only communicate through text. Hopefully I'll get home soon, but God knows what I'm walking into. I do have a feeling she will just disappear somewhere. She's really struggling. I haven't spoken our relationship to her for over 2 months, as her abusive messages by text were not worth getting into a tit-for-tat slanging match. I love that, tit-for-tat slanging match. I try to FaceTime my son every day to do some schoolwork, but it's not easy with the time difference. Anyway, I'm looking for ideas on how I approach getting home. I understand compassion and empathy and trying to be the mountain lion. So you said, I understand compassion and empathy and trying to be the mountain lion. Of course, we can have an intellectual understanding of what it means to be compassionate and have empathy and be a mountain lion. But it takes a whole nother thing to be good at it. What if it's not a midlife crisis? What if there's something else going on with her, a deep stage of perimenopause? What if it is a hormonal or chemical or emotional imbalance that you have no control over whatsoever, and all you can do is empathize with her because she's going through hell and she doesn't like it any more than you do? So what do you do? What does a mountain lion do? You still love your son. You still love yourself. You love your family, you love your friends. You don't get into tit-for-tat slanging arguments. That was a good call with text, and you don't do it verbally either. There's no point in arguing about stupid shit. There's really no point. Now, sometimes she may want to do it because that's what she wants. She wants conflict. And if you're ignoring her too much because of her bad attitude, she may come at you with arguments to get some kind of negative attention that's better than no attention. Maybe she's arguing because even in this state, she prefers the negative attention to no attention. And what if that's true? Can you deal with that? Can you stand in that as long as it's not toxic, as long as it's not personal and attacking and poisonous? Can you do that? Can you be with her when she's in a bad mood? We talk about the thermometer, really, and this is when you're tied into her emotions. Can you have an incredibly great day even if she has an incredibly shitty day? Is it possible for you? This is one gift you can give everybody, is not getting slung down or dragged down into the muck, into the mire of her negativity and her bad mood. So when you get home, don't try to be over the top happy and bring gifts and shower everybody with love and kisses. You already know that that's not what she's waiting for. The mountain lion comes in, he makes eye contact, he may hold her hand, he may say something sweet like, I've missed you, if it's true. Say something that's true, I've missed you. You might even say, I've been thinking the whole trip back about what it would be like coming into the house because I know things haven't been great, but I missed you and I care about you and I'm here now. Say something like that. Always say something true that comes from the heart. Don't say something that comes from fear or it's calculated to get a reaction or some kind of outcome. That's what I would say. As you start getting home, picture yourself walking in the door and just bringing an energy of compassion and mountain lion energy. This has empathy in it as well. It has a sense of internal well-being. And yes, sometimes a woman who's in a midlife crisis or perimenopause will resent the fact that you're happy. And she'll tell you so. And she'll try to drag you down into the muck. But you can't let it happen. You have to do this for yourself first.